I want to welcome you to the goodnewsjesuschrist.org. I'm Martin Williams. Whether you're watching us on the website or whether you're watching us through social media, we welcome you. We're continuing the synopsis of the book of Romans in chapter 3 today. In chapter 3, he starts off from that idea that he kind of ended with in chapter 2, showing that the Jew and the Gentile both had a law, one being the actual law to the Jew and one being a law unto themselves, but both condemning them, meaning that they couldn't keep it. But the Jews, thinking they were superior, he talks to them about in chapter 2 about being a guide, like they're guiding the blind and they're teaching somebody, but they're really like babes and they need to teach themselves. He kind of gives that same idea too in the book of Hebrews, where he talks about the Hebrews who can't leave the elementary principles and come to Christ and come on to perfection by receiving him. So in Romans chapter 2, he's actually ending that aspect with talking about whether you're the Jew or the Gentile, you need to receive Jesus Christ and his gospel and receive that circumcision in the spirit, and then that's what makes you a real Jew. So he actually ends it with that aspect and then starts chapter 3 along the ideas of that same idea. We're talking about what advantage is it to you as a Jew, what profit is your circumcision, and he's talking about how does your unbelief make faith of God without effect. And he's saying, no, certainly not, it doesn't. So he goes on to talk about how you're confined underneath sin. The Gentiles are confined underneath sin. We are all confined underneath sin, that there are none that understandeth, none that seeketh after God. There's none righteous, no, not one. So he actually continues on with that idea of talking about man not being righteous, whether they're the Jew or whether they're the Gentile, whether they have the law, whether they have circumcision, whether they have uncircumcision, unless they receive the gospel, that's what makes them righteous. And he goes on to say in chapter 3 that you don't have an advantage having the law over the Gentile, and whether you don't believe, it doesn't make the faith of God of no effect. Okay, let God be true and every man a liar. That's what he goes on to say there. And he goes on to say that that the deeds of the law shall justify nobody. No flesh shall be justified by the law in chapter 3. And he goes on to say, for the only purpose of the law is to give us the knowledge of sin. But he kind of ends this aspect off with, where's your boasting now? Your boasting is excluded. By what law? The law of works? Nay, it's by the law of faith, he says. And he says, seeing that God's not only the God of the Jew, but he's the God of the Gentile too. So since he's not only the God of the Jew, but the God of the Gentile, seeing that it is one God, and that he shall justify the circumcision by faith or the uncircumcised by faith. In other words, he's ending with this idea that whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Gentile, reiterating it and going into more detail here, we're all confined under sin. Whether you have the law, whether you don't have the law, it doesn't make you superior. He says, there's none righteous, no, not one. For the only purpose of the law is the knowledge of sin. And the Gentiles who have a law unto themselves have that knowledge of sin. And you having the law gives you that knowledge of sin. So therefore, where's your boasting? He goes, am I not the God of the Jew and of the Gentile? The Jew and the Gentile must be, whether they're circumcised, they must be justified by faith. Whether they're uncircumcised, they must be justified by faith in Jesus Christ according to the gospel. And by being justified by faith, that's what makes them a real Jew, a real spiritual Jew, which is what the whole purpose is moving towards. So the real Jew is the person who's born of God, and that's the point that's being made. Whether they're a Gentile or whether they were a Jew with the law, one being circumcised under the law, one being uncircumcised, they both need to convert in order to become a real Jew, a spiritual Jew. That's the point that's being made. And he goes on to end it. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, we establish the law. So he's actually establishing the fact of what the law was created to do. It was created to give us the knowledge of sin, and it's established by bringing the circumcised and the uncircumcised that are unregenerated outside of Christ to faith, according to the gospel, to become a real Jew by receiving Jesus Christ. So that's the point of chapter 3. I hope that this gives you a little insight into synopsis. And I'm Martin with GoodNewsJesusChrist.org.